Unit 7. International Food. A. Bob, Tim, and Pat are at a food court. Read, listen, and act.
My mom gave me this list. I need to buy some vegetables and salt.
Let's eat first. Wow! There are lots of restaurants here. Which one is the best?
Well, they're all good. What's your favorite food, Bob?
I like spicy food.
Then you can try Thai flour. It has good spicy food.
I also like beef.
Well, that restaurant has the best hamburgers.
Okay, let's go there.
Listen.
Beef. Pork. Salt. Sugar. Soup. Sweet. Sour.
Now say.
Beef. Pork. Salt. Sugar. Soup. Sweet. Sour.
B1. The students are having an international food day at school. Listen and read.
I like vegetables, so I brought vegetable soup.
Yum! It smells good!
Thanks. I made it myself.
I brought sweet and sour pork, and Bob brought fried rice with vegetables.
Bob doesn't like vegetables.
No, he doesn't, but he likes rice.
I'm thirsty. I need some water or juice.
The juice is over there.
B3. Listen to the dialogue. Circle the correct words to complete the recipe below.
Grandma, I'd like to make some beef stew for the International Food Day. What do I need?
Let me see. You need beef, of course. About 2 kilos. And you need 1 kilo of cabbage or leafy vegetables.
Okay. 2 kilos of beef and 1 kilo of cabbage or leafy vegetables.
Oh, don't forget some salt and sugar.
Okay, Grandma. Anything else?
Ah, yes. You need 1 onion, 3 carrots, and 10 tomatoes.
So what should I do with them?
Boil the beef for 20 minutes. Then put in the cabbage or leafy vegetables. After that, add the salt and the sugar. Cut the onions, carrots and tomatoes, but don't cut yourself. And finally, cook them all together for another 30 minutes. Then your beef stew is ready.
C. Chocolate.
Chocolate is very popular, and it is in many foods. Many people like it. But where does it come from? Chocolate is made from cocoa. A long time ago, people in South America made drinks with cocoa. These cocoa drinks tasted very different from the cocoa today, and they were not sweet. Then some people brought cocoa to Europe. The drink became popular among rich people. They added sugar to the drink, so it tasted sweet. Later, people made chocolate thicker and sweeter. They also made chocolate into many different shapes. People put chocolate in cakes, biscuits, and ice cream. Now, people all over the world eat chocolate. Today, you can buy many different kinds of chocolate, but it tastes very different from the first chocolate drinks in South America.
E. Read the symbols and say the words. Listen.
Cl, clock. Gl, gloves. Cr, crowd. Gr, green.
Now say.
Clock. Gloves. Crowd. Green.
Say the rhyme. Look at the clock. It's time to go. Let's clap for the class and this great food show.
The crowd is in the playground, making a happy sound. Now take your green gloves and clean all around.
Listen and write.
Clean.
Gloves.
Clap.
Crowd.
Playground.
Green.
Cross.
Great. F. Making food. 1. Candy is getting ready for International Food Day. Listen and tick the correct shopping list.
I want to make some pork and vegetable dumplings for food day at school.
Okay, I can help a little.
Thanks a lot, Mum.
No problem. Okay, let's see. We need some pork and some leafy vegetables.
Do we need any salt or tofu?
Yes, we need some salt, but we don't need any tofu. We won't put in tofu.
Can we boil them? I don't want to fry them.
Sure.
Okay, I'll go to the market.
2. Now listen again and complete the recipe below.
Okay, let me see. 1. Mix some pork, leafy vegetables and salt. Then make small circles of dough. 2. Put the meat, leafy vegetables and salt on the dough. Close the dough around the meat. 3. Put the dumplings into a wok with hot water. Then it's time to eat them. I can do that. I hope they taste good.
G. Listen and chant.
Noodles, dumplings, rice and meat. These are things I like to eat. Sometimes I like to eat something sweet. Then cookies and ice cream are a nice treat. Sandwiches, hot dogs, boiled eggs and cake. These are things I like to make. I eat them at lunch or during a break, or during a picnic down by the lake. What do you like? I want to know.
Maybe later. It's lunchtime. Come on, let's go.
I. Further reading. 1. Look and read.
Do you like noodles and dumplings? These foods are popular in both China and Italy. There are many kinds of noodles in China. We have special names for each kind of noodle. For example, Dao Xiao Mian means knife-cut noodles. To make Dao Xiao Mian, we cut noodle dough with a knife. Italy also has many kinds of pasta, but they don't have anything like Dao Xiao Mian. Italian ravioli are similar to jiaozi. They look like dumplings and have meat or cheese inside them. People usually put tomato sauce, cream sauce or cheese on ravioli. Italians usually eat ravioli for dinner, but we can eat jiaozi at any time of day.